If your loved one has passed away due to COVID-19, pay close attention to this message. You could be entitled to a death benefit of over $300,000. The U.S. government has set up a fund to pay families relief if they've lost a loved one due to COVID-19. We know this is a hard time for you, and this fund has been set up by the federal government to help ease your pain. The compensation includes a death benefit and lost wages benefit. Time is limited, so we urge you to make a free phone call right now. There's no cost to you for this claim. All legal fees are only covered once you receive your money. So if you've lost a loved one due to COVID-19, call the legal helpline right now to find out if you qualify for a cash award. Here's our number. 800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. That's 800-918-4086. Paid for by the IPG Law Group.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the West Coast, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into combat sports.
Ring Talk Live Worldwide is brought to you by the World Boxing Council, the WBC.
That is just a fact of life.
And now, the host of the longest running fight show in radio and internet history, Pedro Fernandez.
Woo, it's going to be good.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen, emanating, coming at you from the multi-million dollar Sports Byline Studios. Check it. This is it. Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Often imitated but hardly duplicated 37, no, make that 38 plus years now of knocking out all bums. Who am I? My name is Pedro Fernandez. I am your ever so modest host. When I say modest, think caps. I'm a four-time Golden Glove champion, and I'm an award-winning writer. I was trained to write. I was trained to fight. I won awards for both. Straight up, I know a little bit about boxing. But guess what? You, the average fan, you bought the Canelo fight last night. Wink, wink. Or did you? Straight up, let me know. I'll open up the toll for you right now. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. If you want to text me in the studio, the Ring Talk Studio text line, the text studio number, 415-275-1613. Studio text once again, 415-275-1613. Well, it was a bit of a shutout last night. Canelo Alvarez, of course, going home to Mexico, only selling 51,000 seats in a 57,000 seat stadium. What does that say? Either people are poorer in Mexico than I thought, or Canelo's lost some of his edge. Bottom line is, Mexico's king in boxing, of course, was successful. The scores are like 120, 107, and 118, 109 twice, like almost a shutout. One judge gave him two rounds, but of course Canelo did drop him one round. Bottom line is, it was a one-sided fight, but you got to give Ryder credit. He showed up. Like Don King said, he had slim and none as far as his chances of the win were concerned, but he showed up, he was in good shape, and he was durable, and he gave it his all. Unlike that puss a couple of weeks ago, Ryan Garcia, who quit like a dog, bark, bark. Maybe dogs don't even quit like that. What did promoter Barry Hearn say? You can't say he didn't quit. Yeah, Ryan the quitter. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
I switched to Boost Mobile and got a free Samsung Galaxy A23 5G phone. Want to know the best part?
It was free?
Nope.
The fact that it's on America's largest 5G networks?
Nope. It's the ding.
Oh yeah, love the ding.
Right? It's all about the ding. It's the dingarooski, the dingaroner. Ring a ding ding.
Unleash your power to save with Boost. Get a free Samsung Galaxy A23 5G phone when you switch. Boost Mobile, unleash your power.
And the ding.
Limited time offer, new customers only. Available on select networks. 5G not available everywhere. One device per line. Taxes excluded. Additional restrictions apply. See your local Boost Mobile store for details.
If you're moving to another state, you're getting a fresh start in a brand new town. And when you choose a moving company to help get your valuable possessions to that new home of yours, you want somebody that's going to take care of your things like you would. That's why you need to call Colonial Van Lines. They're America's number one moving company for a reason. Because they'll take care of your things like they would their possessions. They'll use caution so nothing gets damaged. And they won't treat you like a number, they'll treat you like a friend. And when you call now on a qualified move across state lines, they'll give you a $250 discount. move your things the right way. Call Colonial Van Lines now for a free quote.
Call now to learn more about this special $250 long-distance move discount. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. That's 800-847-0225. Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Remember your favorite movie moments? Ever thought about collecting them and connecting with your favorite creators? Now you can turn that wish into a reality with Real 8. Real 8 is an inaugural NFT marketplace for fans to collect exclusive behind-the-scenes moments. With Real 8, you can access unique experiences like meeting the cast and crew live. Visit real8.com/USA now to join a community of like-minded fans and get even closer to the films you love. Don't miss the latest NFT drop. Check out real8.com/USA. That's R-E-E-L, the number 8.com/USA.
Talk about Tower of Power, of course, at towerofpower.com. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look at the world of boxing and MMA. Of course, last night, as I said, the real main fight was Canelo Alvarez defeating, of course, John Ryder. John Ryder came to fight, no doubt about that. But when you look at it at the end of the day, I mean, you know, it was a one-sided fight, and it was Canelo's, how can I put this, homecoming. I think he hadn't fought there since 2011, and I think a fight with Kermit Citron. So the bottom line is, it had been a while, and like 14 pounds ago, I think he fought Citron at 154. Bottom line is, Canelo past his peak. We'll talk about that a little bit later in depth. But when you look at the entire spectrum of boxing, of course, boxing needed him last night to win. He won a 12-round decision. Score, as I said earlier, 118-109 twice, and of course, 120-107. At the end of the day, it was a rout. But it sets him up for this rematch, this alleged rematch, the rematch that he says he wants. He has goals, right? Remember he said last week he has goals? Canelo has goals? And he's speaking English, better English than I thought he could. You know, if Roberto Duran could ever spoke English, he would have been the king. But anyway, Canelo says that he has goals, and his goals are to fight Dimitri Bivol in a rematch. Of course, that's going to take place allegedly in September. Of course, this is a rematch for the WBA 175-pound title. Why he's not fighting the WBC champion when he's Mexican and the WBC is a Mexican-based organization is mind-blowing. No, it's not. When you look at Artur Bitaev, he's a monster. I mean, me, Brian, and three Billy clubs cannot beat Artur Bitaev. We just couldn't do it. I mean, if we tear gassed him, we couldn't beat Artur Bitaev. You hear what I'm saying? He's not going to get beat. He's 18-0 or 19-0 with 19 knockouts, whatever his bottom line is. He's never went the distance. He's a monster. He fights ugly. He ain't good looking. I mean, I'm telling you, he's not no macho. I mean, no Hector Camacho looking type of guy. He looks like a rugged type of guy. But the bottom line is he can really fight. No doubt about that. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Of course, Bivol had handily beat Canelo the first time around. I don't know why they need to do it again. Of course, I don't think Canelo could beat him, even if he had four hands. And if you looked at it last night's fight, as I did, 36 minutes of, you know, listen, when you're punching a bag, and I don't want to say John Ryder was a bag because he connected a couple of times, but when you're punching a bag and you got 36 minutes of bag practice in front of you, no disrespect to John Ryder, but he was in a different league, okay? But when you've got 36 minutes of bag work in front of you, what's the threat? There's no threat. When there's no threat, you're not scared. When you're not scared, you're relaxed. When you're relaxed in a boxing ring, it just doesn't work. I don't care what anybody says. It never worked for me. I mean, the one time I was relaxed, one time I wasn't scared of a guy, he licked me like a stamp. I mean, he just did. I mean, I'm just telling you the truth. You've got to have some fear when you go into the ring. Some guys don't have it. Last night, Canelo didn't need it. Nice body shots. I mean, I think, how can I put this? I give Canelo probably about a B for his performance. I really do. Of course, people say, oh, maybe you should have stopped him. You should, you know, put him, knocked him out. John Ryder should have been knocked out. John Ryder came to fight. John Ryder was in shape. Plus, John Ryder was fighting on the same day the king was coronated in England. I mean, he's fighting for the UK. The king gets coronated. God bless him for going 12 rounds. I just think that's really cool. Now he can go back to the UK and sort of, you know, hold his hands up and have a good time and say, you know what, I went 12 with the guy. You know, and whether he's past his peak or not, Canelo Alvarez is still the semi-king of boxing. We got that clip ready? Let's go to Canelo Alvarez. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Your inside look at the world of boxing.
For them, it's a win, no get knocked out, right? But look, we need to give his credit. He came in to fight. His preparation was very good, and I respect the fight he did.
You know, that's Canelo in his English. That one wasn't too good. The prior clips have been even better. But the bottom line is Canelo Alvarez a winner last night over John Ryder. Of course, what is he now? 59-2-2, 39 KOs. Not going to beat Bivol in September. I don't know why they want to do that again. I mean, it's like it's his macho pride or something like that. Unless you get Bivol to lay down, you're not going to beat him. You're just not. I mean, he's a tall, rangy fighter. He has an amateur pedigree that's like incredible. I mean, he goes back. I mean, it's not a bum. He's just not a bum. And they picked him over Beterbiev because Beterbiev is a monster. So while Bivol can box, Beterbiev would just go out there and like destroy. He's a destroyer, no doubt about that. So we'll see what Canelo Alvarez really gets to do in September. But I think the money will be too much for Bivol to turn down. So Dmitry Bivol, we wish him the very best of luck, of course. And I think it'll be like probably about a 3.5 or 4-1 favorite to beat Canelo. But then again, once the Mexican money comes in, the Mexican money on these fights, when you bet Canelo, when the Mexican money, if you want to bet against Canelo, don't bet against Canelo too often because obviously in 59-2-2, he hasn't lost very often. Of course, lost that one fight to Bivol, and the prior fight was like a decade prior to Floyd Mayweather, back when Floyd said, let me fight this Mexican hot dog when he's green, like guacamole. That's what he did. He fought a green version of Canelo Alvarez. I mean, come on, Floyd couldn't have dealt with the Canelo of today or maybe a seasoned Canelo. No, but he fought a green Canelo. Of course, won a 12-round decision. They both made a lot of money. And Floyd realized he was going to suck some money out of the Mexican pay-per-view market because Floyd was slick. Let me tell you one thing about Floyd. Not my favorite guy, not my favorite fighter, but he's in a bad, anyway, but when he was fighting as a pro, he would wear these Mexican sombreros to the ring. He said, I'm the Mexican assassin, this kind of stuff, and he wears sombreros to the ring, and he'd piss off the Mexican fans. They'd be all right. So that's how he sort of built his following. I mean, because the Mexicans tune in to see him get beat, okay, and no matter fight after fight after fight, because the Mexican-Americans are the predominant they're the predominant share of pay-per-view buys. They are. I mean, they dominate MMA buys. Nah, they used to dominate Showtime MMA buys, according to Steven Espinosa. So the bottom line is they're there, without a doubt. And when you look at the fights last night, of course, it was a Mexican national and Canelo Alvarez taking on, a very good fighter in John Ryder. Nah, I'm not going to tell them. People are knocking. I'm getting texts here to say John Ryder was no, I'm not even going to use that word. John Ryder was no hobo. John Ryder came to go. He went 36 minutes. Listen, when he got that uppercut and it up separated and broke his nose and that kind of good stuff, I wanted to turn away. I mean, some stuff is just not cool. But he fought on like that. I just said, duck it. When I say duck on the show, I mean duck with an F. I would have said, duck it. I'm out of here, man. You got to be kidding me. My nose is like hanging. And I still got to fight? Nah. This guy won the fight. But the pride, the fact the king was getting, King Charles was being coronated, something like Prince Harry or something like that. Evidently, they don't like his black wife over there in the UK, and they don't like her at all. So evidently, Prince Harry like went from his third row seat to the airport. Right? That's what he went. If they could have beamed him there like Star Trek, he would have done it. Because he like disappeared. He wasn't on the balcony taking that picture, this kind of stuff. So they spit all over this guy, Prince Harry, because he married the sister. Man, bottom line is he knew that. You had to know that was coming in the UK, baby. Sorry. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. How they get off the subject of boxing. But that's just the way it goes. Of course, you are tuned to the insiders looking to the world of boxing and MMA. Hour number two, I'm going to bring you a special on Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Of course, Ron Barr, the godfather of the network. That's what I call him, the godfather. He don't like to be called the godfather. I think he does, but he does. Hey, godfather, how are you? Bottom line is,
Of course, he's been doing this a long, long time. He runs a network. He's the godfather of the network. He's the face of the network, all that kind of good stuff. But he did an interview with George Foreman. Of course, George Foreman and I go back a long ways. In fact, we got a couple of George Foreman interviews in the can. But he did an interview with George Foreman back in last week. And, of course, George Foreman got this new movie out, George Foreman, something like that, blah, blah. Anyway, his biography, whatever it is, Ron Barr went into depth with George Foreman. We'll go into that at 40 minutes past hour number two of Ring Talk Live Worldwide today, of course, Sunday on the Sports Byline Broadcast Center. We come to you from Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, Sirius XM Satellite Radio, Channel 217, the American Forces Network, Stitcher.com, TuneIn.com. I keep going and going, but always, of course, we're at SportsByline.com. Now, Canelo, a 60-1 favorite, that means he had to put up 16 bucks to win 17 bucks. And I'm serious. Not 16 to win 23. Not 16 to 17 to win 33. 16 to 1 to win 17. So it's not much of a bet there. But, of course, a lot of people thought that was money in the bank, but not if it went 12 rounds. I think John Signorella, of course, king of boxing down there in Las Vegas, he bit the under on that one. I think it was 6.5 rounds. But not that night. John Ryder came to fight, no doubt about that. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look at the world of boxing and MMA. We'll go to an early break. Of course, you are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Hour number two of Ring Talk will be enlightening. We'll bring in Clay Moyle. Clay Moyle is a book historian. Bottom line is he knows boxing A to Z, especially when it comes to new books. And I like to read books. Or do I? We'll talk about that in depth. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Brian, take it away.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
Paid for by Steel Man Pills. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin three or more times per day or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-390-5160. 800-390-5160. 800-390-5160.
That's 800-390-5160.
DK, Don King, what is he, 90 years old now? Nice guy to work for sometimes. I'm serious. He took me around the world. He flew me first class here and there, first class or business. And, of course, I put you the scam. Listen, when you can scam DK, you're a champion scammer. And I'll tell you what I did. I don't know if it's a scam. But he would give me first class or business tickets, and this was back in the days where they would mail you tickets in the mail, right? So I would get these like FedEx, get these tickets FedEx to me like a week before the flight. So I would go down to the airport and I would take the tickets there. I said, can I cash these in and fly coach on the same flight? And they go, oh yeah. So we catch him in and fly coach on the same flight and like pocket 50. I remember one time I pocketed $1,500. I said to myself, good Lord, this is good, this and that, right? So then Don King found out about it. And I said to myself, oh, spit, I'm fired. That's it, I'm over. No, he admired the hustle. He said to me, but MF, mother ducker, if you're ever late, you're effing fired. You understand? And I went, okay, sir. But when he called me in the office down there in Vegas, I said to myself, oh, this is it. I'm fired. I'm done. There's no doubt about it, blah, blah, blah. But I think he admired the hustle. Let me tell you, when he flew me to Spain one time, I went and did a TV gig in Spain one time for him. It was first class, and it was like a $3,000, $3,500 flight, right? So I said, cool. I went over there. So when I cashed that one, I got $1,500 back. When you get $1,500, you get to fly the same plane. I said, you still get first class. No big thing, because most of the time I fly Roach or Coach anyway. Bottom line is I'm a Southwest guy. And, of course, back in the days, you guys remember that when I owned America West Airlines, when they would hold the plane, in Vegas for me coming up. That was so cool. 11:50 at night. 11:50 at night. They're leaving Las Vegas, right? But Pedro isn't on the plane yet, but I'm checked in. They would hold the plane for me. The pilot said, I remember the pilot coming out one time, said to me, hey, said, you're Pedro. Oh, yeah. We know you fly every Saturday night on this flight, because I would do radio or TV in Vegas at the Imperial Palace Hotel. And then I would get on that late flight and fly in every Saturday night. So they were really cool. Me, that was America West Airlines. I think US Air bought them up or something like that. But the bottom line is, when they went, so did my clout in the sky, because I didn't have it anymore. I'm telling you, when I went to the airport down there in Phoenix, they used to treat me like gold. It was the America West headquarters. Now I walk in there like the immigration wants to search me. I kid you not. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Not a whole lot happening in the world of boxing outside of Canelo Alvarez. Of course, Canelo Alvarez and John Ryder. Speaking of John Ryder, you know, you got to give John Ryder a little bit of credit. I mean, he came across the pond. He was a 20-1 underdog. He got lit up like the White House Christmas tree. I told you the score was like 120-107. That's a shutout, completely. 118-109. That means two judges gave him two rounds, but they had one judge, two rounds, but one of the rounds, the fifth round, because he got knocked down, was a 10-8 round. So that accounts for the 118-109 score. At the end of the day, it was a very, very good performance for Mr. Ryder, because Mr. Ryder should have got knocked out. Speaking of Mr. Ryder, let's hear from Mr. Ryder post-fight.
Just gutted. I've put so much into this sport over the last few years, and not always got the rub of the green. Come here with a dream, like I said. It fell short, but that's boxing. I'm not the first, I won't be the last. He was very good. I still think he's probably past his best, but he still had enough of his tank tonight. Well, listen, I've not looked at social media yet and all the feedback, so listen, I might sit there tomorrow with my family, enjoy them, the next couple of days, have a look on social media, see what the feedback is, and go from there.
You know, somebody kicked the snot out of me like he did, except for that, you know, the 120, 107. I don't know if I'd be saying he's past his peak. I just don't know if I'd be saying that, because obviously Canelo Alvarez came to fight last night, and he didn't have the most formidable foe in front of him, but the bottom line is he did win. Of course, we look forward to May the 20th, of course, coming up in just a couple of weeks now. Devin Haney, the world lightweight champion, undefeated out of San Francisco, California, claims he's from Oakland because, you know, he wants to be black. That's just the way. I'm sorry. I mean, he was born here, just like Andre Ward. Andre Ward born in San Francisco, but Andre did grow up in Oakland. Andre was born here, but Andre did grow up in Oakland. Bottom line is, Devin Haney, the world lightweight champion, now living in Las Vegas, Sin City. Of course, him and his father moved down there a few years ago. The kid turned pro in Mexico. It was weird. He turned pro in Mexico because he wasn't 18 yet, I think, or something like that. But he fought like a lot of Mexican lunch meat. And, you know, here and there, guys that he would show up, hey, I need a fight. And, well, guess what? Devin Haney would put you in. So he learned on the road. He was it was like learning on the job, but he learned on the road in Mexico. So he did that as far as his early fights were concerned, of course. Then he came to fame on, you know, a couple of top-ranked fights and captured the lightweight championship. Now he's going to defend against the former champion, Vasyl Lomachenko. Of course, Lomachenko not looking good in the one fight he lost to Teofimo Lopez. Of course, Lopez coming back and getting schooled by George Kambosos. That was a bit of a shock. And, of course, Kambosos getting beat by Devin Haney not once but twice. So, of course, the lightweight title back in the hands of the San Franciscan Devin Haney, undefeated now, going to take on Vasyl Lomachenko on May the 20th. He is a about a 9-5 favorite, like about a 2-1 favorite. And I guess he should be. He's young, he's tall, he's rangy. But, you know, I will say this about Devin Haney. Nobody's hit him yet. I mean, when you haven't got hit yet, especially the body or the head and cracked, you know, with combinations of things, because Lomachenko's probably going to come to fight. I mean, against the, and he's looked good in his last couple of fights, but he's a smaller guy. I've always got problems with that. Listen, moving up a weight is like disastrous in boxing. Take it from me. I know. I moved up to 147. I got spanked. Oh, yeah. I got spanked. I beat the guys down there in the valley, beat those hobos down there in the valley, those guys, you know, the farm workers and that kind of goes, I'm not knocking Mexicans. But the bottom line is, I mean, I could beat those guys down in the valley 147 to qualify for the Nationals, right? Then you go to the Nationals and get spanked. So what happened? I went back to junior welterweight real quick. Like, that didn't take. I remember my mother, when I came home after getting dropped and drilled twice in the National Golden Gloves, coming home and telling my mom and the entire team that I got beat up pretty. How bad did you get beat up? Well, I got hit 3 times. How long did the fight last? 2 rounds. But you got beat up. You didn't get beat up. No. He hit me so hard. I've never been hit that hard in my entire life. I may be repeating myself, but I'm going to tell you like this. I've been hit with a flashlight when I was a cop over the head. Some chick hit me when I was bouncing at a bar down there on 24th Street. I ripped her blouse off afterwards. But anyway, she hit me over the head with a bottle. Okay, that none of that hurt compared to Ernie Chavez coming with that right hook. Something about that. And when I asked Muhammad Ali one time about getting hit hard, he said that the hardest he ever got hit was by a left-hander. So it was that right hook, except for Joe Frazier in the 11th round. Of course, Joe Frazier almost knocked him out in that first fight. Of course, Ali playing around March 8th, 1971, man. The fight... That, you know, that fight, when we talk about big fights, this and that, that was like the fight of the century, without a doubt. It just was at that point in time. The entire world came to a halt, okay? Somebody tried to tell me the world came to a halt a couple weeks ago when Brian Garcia, of course, took on Gervonta Davis. Gervonta Davis, of course, coming in undefeated. Ryan Garcia coming in undefeated. But, wink, wink, Ryan Garcia quit. I mean, Barry Hearn, the promoter extraordinaire from DAZN, the guy that runs DAZN, the guy's lost billions of bucks in DAZN, wink, wink, it ain't his money. But he said, you can't say he didn't quit. That, end quote. You can't say he didn't quit. And for you guys who threw down the money of, you know, you Ryan Garcia fans who threw down the money, me included, I threw down money thinking he could win. And I didn't think that he would evolve as a prize fighter, this and that. I looked at the measurements. The measurements involved, the mechanics involved. I said to myself, you know, if you give me a 3.5 3.5 inch height advantage over somebody, and I'm a decently built guy, this and that, and I don't have to strain to make any weight or things like that, and I'm going to be able to use my height and reach and this and that, I'm going to make him pay a couple times. But Ryan Garcia, he couldn't overcome his inadequacies. These are inadequacies that were inherent. They were something his father taught him that he went to on and on and on. You know, and then when Joe Goosen tried to like teach the old dog new tricks, it didn't work. You know, but Joe Goosen, my favorite guy at one point in time. Not so much anymore, Joe. You know why? Because you should have called the Athletic Commission with a bogus call. No, yeah, hello? Yeah, this is Brian Ratto. Listen, you better check Ryan Garcia's fourth rib on the right side. I think it's cracked or he's got some cartilage problems. I saw him go down in the gym and he was crying like a girl. No, I'll take that back. He was crying like Ryan. All right, but the bottom line is that's what Joe Goosen should have done. That's what he should, and he didn't do it. I just couldn't. He couldn't do it. I mean, if he's getting 10% of $202.5 million, that's what I think Ryan Garcia's guarantee, and that's 10%, $250,000. Joe, I don't know if you really need the money that bad. I mean, because your reputation, in my mind, down the tubes, down all the years with the Ruelas brothers, how you brought those kids up from nothing, from the amateurs. Of course, Gabriel and Rafael, of course, brought them to both world championships, coming out of Reseda, California, the Reseda Country Club, when you started your boxing gig down there, of course, with your brother Dan Goosen being the promoter of Ten Goose Boxing. And, of course, Michael, second to none. Guy was a world middleweight champion, light heavyweight champion. Bottom line is, I mean, you had such a... That's why I was believing in Ryan Garcia, is that you were in his corner. Don't you get it, Joe? Don't you get it? That's why I threw down the money, because you were in his corner. And yet you let the guy go into a fight with a cracked rib, and you don't say nothing? And then afterwards, oh, no surprise here, Ryan Garcia and Joe Goosen have split. Oh, well, really? Sort of like Elizabeth Taylor and a husband. But the bottom line is, that's sort of Ryan Garcia as far as blaming trainers. The last time he couldn't get the people, Team Reynoso, Eddie Reynoso, of course, talking about Canelo Alvarez's trainers, they wouldn't kiss his ass. Canelo wouldn't kiss his ass, okay? So he had to leave. I'm not being treated the way I want to be treated. So he went and called Joe Goosen. And Joe Goosen did everything for him. I'm pretty sure Joe Goosen did everything for him. Tried to build him into a mentally fit fighter. But you can't do it. You just can't do it because... I mean, the bottom line is, you can't make chicken soup out of chicken poop. You just can't do it. You, no matter what you do, you can't do it, okay? Chicken spit out of chicken, you know what I'm saying. Bottom line is, you can't do it. He's just not the real deal. At the end of the day, Ryan Garcia got exposed for what he was, a fraud, a 24-karat fraud, an Instagram bot, whatever you want to call it. All those people that dogged him in advance, they were right. I was wrong. Ryan Garcia deserves to go away and do a social media type of thing. Go do some modeling or something like that, okay? Just get the duck out of boxing. You don't ever want to see your face again. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Before New Cascade Platinum Plus, I would pre-rinse all my dishes because my old detergent just wouldn't get them clean. But now, I do dishes differently. A no pre-wash, no rewash, money-back guaranteed kind of different. Because Cascade Platinum Plus has double the grease-fighting power of Dawn built right in, with twice the scrubbing power, giving me a clean that lets me break all the dish rules. I just scrape, load, and I'm done. Yep. So clean. With Cascade Platinum Plus, I dare to dish differently.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Collectible Exchange is the most trusted sports memorabilia company in the country, carrying game-used, autographed, and other one-of-a-kind items. Founded by collecting icon Brandon Steiner from Steiner Sports, they can also help you evaluate, authenticate, and sell your sports collectibles. Instead of collecting dust, your items could be collecting cash. So check out the biggest collectible marketplace in the U.S. at CollectibleExchange.com. With over 150,000 items and over 80 pro and college athletes selling directly to you, that's CollectibleExchange.com.
I think that the Affordable Care Act, you know, as long as it wasn't a name of the Obamacare, it would pass. They made the test already, but the fact of the matter is, at the essence of it all is people need health care.
Don King on... Don King, a Republican, back in Obamacare. Bottom line is we all do need health care, no doubt about that. I have great health care, without a doubt, of course. Last year, I had two eyes replaced. Why do I say that, two eyes? Because I had cataracts in both eyes. I didn't know it. I didn't know my eyesight was really bad. I had no idea. So, hey, you got cataracts. Maybe you have them. Anyway, so you put in these new diamond lenses, right? And I can see like 3D. I mean, I can see through people almost. I kid you not, like X-ray vision. I kid you not. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing and MMA. You know, a few years back, John Gotti was the king of the mafia. Of course, he ran the Gambino crime family in New York City. He used to go to the fights. I mean, I wouldn't go nowhere near this guy. He was at a couple fights at the Garden. I would go nowhere near him because I was afraid somebody was going to start shooting. You know what I'm saying? But he would come up near the press row, the VIP row, and I go, because I knew who John Gotti was. Some people were kissing his ass. I mean, not kissing his ring, but kissing his ass. I mean, not his ring, his ass. Like, pull it out. John, when he got his ass kissed off by everybody there, they were like, he was like a god, right? So anyway, push came to shove. He tried to get into the sport of boxing, you know, in this way, and he tried to, like, he was going to lean on Don King. Of course, there was one point in time where Sammy the Bull Gravano got involved. Of course, he was the guy that killed like 15 or 20 people, including Frank Castellano, the head of the Gambino crime family, who was killed. And then, of course, John Gotti took over, but he killed him. Sammy the Bull killed him. Sammy the Bull killed all kinds of people, and then he went into the witness protection program. Okay, which is to me is not cool. He should be dead. I mean, you kill all those people, he should be dead too. I don't care. What is he really going to bring to the desk? It's because he brought down John Gotti, but you're just as dirty as him. You did all of John Gotti's dirty work. So anyway, bottom line is, they tried to get into boxing. John Gotti and Sammy the Bull Gravano, of course. And they went. They thought they would get in through guess who? The world's greatest promoter, Don King. Now, when they went back and forth over this, they talked about killing Don King. So here we go, Sammy the Bull Gravano on Don King.
Boxing, gambling. Did you guys ever do anything with Don King? Any contacts with Don King?
Yes. I went in front of a grand jury. I was subpoenaed in front of a grand jury for boxing. When I was there, I was out with John Gotti. Mike Tyson was the Now, I had another guy, and I can't think of his name. I knew the trainer, and I knew the black guy. I was training in the gym with him occasionally. He was a tough fighter, and he was a little bit over the hill. So I thought of a thing to set up a fight. I wanted him, and someday I'll get the name, I can't remember right now, but I'll get him to fight the champ in Italy. The champ in Italy was with two brothers who were both made guys in the mob. So I'm reaching them through the Italian people. I want this guy to come in and fight my guy, the black guy. And my guy will win, so he gets your belt. So if he wins and he has your belt, I want to hook up a fight with Mike Tyson, and I want big money because it's a championship. He's got a belt, you got a belt. The numbers are bigger. We know that Mike could probably beat you. Now, if the people around Mike want to make him duck a fight, I don't think he would do that. But then it's another story. But we never got that far. The Italian guy had to come here and fight a lesser opponent first before he fought my guy. And he lost to that guy. So now the thing is off. But in the process of all of this, John knows what's going on. I have a guy, a street guy, can't even think of his name, but he's going to Don King talking about a potential fight. He's not having a lot of luck. Don King stands up. He don't want no part of this thing. He mentions John Gotti, this, that. I'm a tough guy. I went to jail for this and that. John, I'm not doing any of that bullshit. So the kid comes back and tells me. So I said, John, forget the whole thing now. It ain't going to work. He won't do it. Don King won't do what we want. Did you tell him to mention my name? Yeah, I did. He don't want to be bothered. He said he's a tough guy. He did time. Really? Yeah. Tell the kid to go back, make another appointment, and kill him. You want me to kill Don King? No, not you. The kid, this guy. You want me to tell this kid to go back and kill Don King? Yeah, well, hit him with a proposal. If he says no, take a gun out and shoot him. All right. That's what you want? Yeah. All right. I grabbed the kid. He was in the kid. He's a guy, you know, who's tough. Listen, you're going to go, you're going to hit him with this proposal. If he says no and gives you that shit, I'm a tough guy, take the gun out and shoot him. Shoot him right in the head. Kill him. You want me to kill Don King? I said, it's not me. John wants you to kill him. What do you want me to tell you? You got to kill him. He took off. The kid took off. I'd never seen hide a hair of him again. He must have left the country. I don't know where the he went. He took off. So we never went after Don King because I didn't want. I'm definitely not going after him because this is insane now. We're hitting the guy because he don't want to do a deal. We'll be hitting guys every other week.
How many guys do you think wanted to hit Don King over the years? I mean, come on. He started with the Cleveland mob. I told you about that, right? How he shot some guys robbing his... He had a bookmaking business. What I mean by that is he didn't make books like Webster's Dictionary and things like that. He was a bookie. So he had a bookmaking business where he'd take bets like under, over, and he had a daily lottery. Don King ran a daily lottery in Cleveland, Ohio. And what he did was it was like the first four winners of the first four horse races at some big racetrack. It was like Churchill Downs or something like that. Of course, Kentucky Derby going down today. But the bottom line is Churchill Downs, like the first, like number one, four, five, six. In other words, number one won the first race, number four won the second, bottom line. So that's how Don King rigged his illegal lottery. They called it the numbers. So he was the numbers king in Cleveland, Ohio, of course. And he got, you know, robbed a couple of times, and he didn't like it. So the second time he got robbed, this guy came in. The same guy robbed him the second time. He came in with the gun, and he pointed a gun at Don King's wife, and who would become his wife later in life. I think Camilla was her name. But the bottom line is she would become his wife later in life, and he was pointing the gun at her, and he told Don King, if you don't give me all your money, I'm going to kill this bitch. Okay, so he's pointing the gun at her, so Don gives him all the money. And the guy doesn't realize Don King's got a gun. So he turned his back on Don King. He robbed Don King. How much money he had? He said he had about 40 grand in cash, right? So he had about 40 grand in cash, and he turned his back on Don King. Don King shot him in the back three times. Okay, guy was dead on delivery. Called the cops. This guy's dead. Now the second guy that Don King killed, it wasn't that amicable. The guy didn't deserve that. This guy was some poor dope fiend. And the guy dope fiend, I can't remember his name right now, but he went into the deep with Don King as far as like the numbers, bets and this kind of stuff, was betting on credit, owed Don King some money. So I think he owed Don King like $400 or $600. Can't forget what, somewhere between $400 and $600. So he and Don have this confrontation on the Cleveland sidewalk, and the guy, Sam Garrett, I think was his name. And anyway, he was down on the ground, and Don was kicking the snot out of him, kicking the guy that's down on the ground. So the Cleveland cops roll up. They roll up in the car. They hit the brakes, this and that. And they jump out of the car and say, man, don't stop. And Don said, look at him. And Don kicked him one more time in the head. He kicked that Sam Garrett one more time in the head, and that killed Sam Garrett. So Don King went to prison. He went to prison like for 5, 6, 7 years anyway. Bottom line is Don King bought himself a pardon. He got the governor in that state of Ohio to pardon him, wink, wink. I think it cost him $250,000 back in 1971, something like that, 72, 73, 74. Bottom line is, he gets out of the slam, Cleveland, Ohio, gets out of the slam, then hooks up with Muhammad Ali. How does he do this? Don Elbaum, who's still alive at the age of 91, I believe, the boxing manager and promoter extraordinaire. At one time, but Don Elbaum was a promoter, right? So he had a fight card going. I think it was in Detroit, something like that. And some fighter didn't show up. So he stepped in and did. He stepped in himself. Don Elbaum stepped in and did. Did you hear what I'm trying to say? The promoter stepped in and fought this guy and went the distance. And he went the distance with Chris Bird's father. I can't remember what his name was, but Chris Bird, for the former IBF heavyweight champion. Of course, Don Elbaum is the guy that brought Don King into boxing. How did he do that? He put Don King and Muhammad Ali together, and of course, he did this charity event for some hospital in Cleveland. That sort of got Don King together with Muhammad Ali before you knew it. Of course, you know, the end would be Muhammad Ali getting burned out of $4 million. Of course, that last fight, October 2nd, 1980, supposed to get an $8 million guarantee. An $8 million guarantee. Don King says, Muhammad Ali's getting $8 million to come out of retirement, blah, 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 blah. The fight was on closed circuit TV back in the days, and that meant you had to go to like a theater or a stadium or some type of arena, something like that, and watch the fight on the big screen, you know, or maybe a movie theater or something like that, okay? Closed circuit television. That was that day's version of pay-per-view, okay? So you had to, I mean, it was sort of cool. I promoted the last big close circuit event we had was Oscar De La Hoya and Julio Cesar Chavez in June of 1996. And I promoted at the Tanforan Theater down there in San Bruno, California. San Bruno never seen nothing like the gig we did. I'm telling you, so we sold out all four theaters. Like there was like one big one. We did that one in Spanish, and we did the other ones in English. I kid you not. So we had like four theaters, and We sold them all out. The whole night of the place was sold out. And, of course, I remember I was doing the pay-per-view thing there, and I said to myself, I should have bought the pay-per-view insurance. I'm thinking to myself, because, you know, because if the signal goes out, you got to get refunds. It's on you. You're the promoter, right? You got it. Ah! So anyway, at one point in time during the broadcast, I kid you not, the screen went dead for about, it seemed like an eternity, but it was only about a second and a half, okay? And I was like, I was like freaking out. Because, you know, because what you do is you tell people, well, you got to come back tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock for your refund. You don't give them refunds right then and there. How did I learn that? Hall of Fame promoter Don Chargum. When I was promoting fights on my own, and I did a few. Actually, I got financial backers. Well, never mind money. But anyway, like Nanette Moss and people like that. But anyway, when Don Chark would tell me, he said, listen, if something goes down and you need to get refunds, tell them they can come back. If it's Friday night, you tell them they can come back Sunday morning at 11 o'clock, and you'll give refunds on Sunday morning at 11 o'clock. He goes, and you're going to even give refunds from 11 to 1 or something like that. He goes, that's the way you do it. And he goes, I said, why do you do that, Don? He goes, because not too many people are going to come back. Ah, the old Hall of Fame promoter, he sort of knew it, man. He knew it. But when I would do these small gigs, you know, we did club shows around here in San Francisco, California, especially like Fisherman's Wharf, things like that. I remember like we had beautiful, beautiful arenas, and we filled like 13, 14, people up in there, and then I look out at the crowd and start counting the crowd, you know, because you're promoting, you want to count who your crowd is. I never had any black people in the crowd. It was, that used to blow me away. You say to myself, black people are such an integral part of boxing, but they don't buy tickets. They buy the tickets for Floyd Mayweather fights. I mean, they're pimping that kind of stuff. I mean, the high roll, isn't it? But not the street folks. I never really got that. Maybe it's changed as far as some of the club shows, because if club shows really exist, I haven't been to one in a long time. But the bottom line is, I looked out in the crowd, and I didn't sell any tickets. Asians? None. And I had none. And, you know, because you're looking around, you think, what am I doing? Where's my advertising working? It didn't work. It didn't work in the black community. I don't know when I had black fighters involved as far as the card was concerned. So that was always a bit of a mind blower. Anyway, back to Sammy the Bull Gravano, of course, John Gotti's hitman. Anyway, the fighter they were talking about that they had, you know, the guy that was connected, the guy that had, he was Francisco Damiani. He was an Italian national, and he was 27-0, and he took on Ray Mercer in 1991, and he got spanked in 9 rounds. Ray Mercer, the 1988 Olympic gold medalist, of course, a good guy, no doubt about that. Larry Holmes beat him. I remember Larry Holmes, when Larry Holmes came back and beat him in his comeback, Larry was like 95 years old, right? And in between one round, Larry was looking down at the crowd. I was there looking down at the crowd. He was looking for his contact lens. His contact lens popped out of his eye. I kid you not, only in boxing. The world heavyweight champion, former world heavyweight champion, Easton Assass, of course, Larry Holmes. What can you say about Larry that hasn't already been said? But yeah, imagine this. They're looking around in his corner on the camera. I said, what are they looking for? And then I realized, ding, contact lens. I mean, you know, I couldn't wear a contact lens when I was boxing. I don't think so. But then again, maybe I could since I had those cataracts. But straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA. Canelo Alvarez, is he the tiger of boxing? Nah, maybe the pussycat. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Thank you. Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
You know, I was looking at that Francisco Damiani fight with Ray Mercer. Of course, that took place in Atlantic City. The very next one, Tommy the Duke Morrison took on Ray Mercer. And, of course, I'm the one that stopped that fight. The referee, Tony Perez, was, like, reading the newspaper or something like that. And Tommy Morrison was getting killed. He got hit, like, with 30 punches in a row. So, having seen a ring death, like, a month and a half before when Rico Velasquez, I ran up to the ring. I'm shaking my hands at Larry Hazard across the ring. Larry, who's the athletic instructor, stop the fight, stop the fight. And Larry finally got Perez to stop the fight. Of course, man, holy cow, I've never seen a guy that close to death in my entire life in a heavyweight fight as Tommy Duke Morrison. Of course, after that, Tommy Duke Morrison, of course, then the next fight was Ray Mercer and Larry Holmes. And, man, Larry Holmes came back and beat Ray Mercer, who was 53-3 at the time. And, of course, as I said, had the contact lens. At the end of the day, of course, he earned himself a shot against Mike Tyson, got knocked out, you know, in about four rounds. But I guess that's the way it goes when you're like a 39 or 40-year-old man taking on a guy that is the how can I put this? He said he extracted revenge out of Larry Holmes. Mike Tyson did for the beating he put on Muhammad Ali. I don't know if he put that much of a beating on Muhammad Ali. I was there. And, of course, you know, that was scary. But Ali showed up, like, with gloves. I mean, that was Ali. It was him. You check his fingerprints, it was Muhammad Ali. But it wasn't Muhammad Ali the boxer, Muhammad Ali the fighter. It was Muhammad Ali the person, the human being. That's it. That's all it was. There was nothing. The shell of it wasn't even a shell of a fighter. Okay, he took some Thyrolar, some medication. This guy, Dr. Williams, this quacko doctor, gave him something called Thyrolar because they said he had a
thyroid problem, right? So what the thyroid all did was he lost all kinds of weight with it. So they said, "Cool, man, you're losing weight." Right? Wink, wink. They didn't realize it, but he couldn't reach an orgasm with the left hand. That's how weak he was, or the right hand. That's how weak he was. I mean, I kid you not. That's how weak Ali was going into that Larry Holmes fight. And I remember Harold Smith, the promoter extraordinaire, the guy that embezzled like $100 million from the Wells Fargo Bank, the guy that I worked for, I went around the world with. What can I say? Anyway, Harold went to Ali about a day and a half before the fight started. The fight was going to take place with Larry Holmes. It was October 1st, 1980. And he looks out over the arena because Ali is looking out at his hotel suite and they're building the ring. Okay, they're building the ring, this and that. And Harold says, you gotta quit the fight. You gotta postpone the fight. You have to postpone the fight, Ali. You can't go into the ring like this. And Ali says, look at all those people. They're already here. I can't do it. Of course, he would go out and get licked like a stamp, not win a round. Bottom line is, that was the death of Muhammad Ali fistic-wise. Straight up, Ring Talk Live Worldwide continues for hour number two after the biased, racist, sexist news, whatever you want to call it. Don't listen to it. Go find 6 minutes to do something else. Straight up, Ring Talk, hour number two after the news.
This is USA News. I'm Corey Myers. The World Health Organization says COVID-19 is no longer a global health emergency. The World Health Organization saying the pandemic has been on a downward trend for over a year, adding that that trend has allowed nations to return to life as they knew it before the pandemic. The Democratic and Republican leaders of the House are demanding Russia immediately release two Americans detained in Moscow.
In a rare joint statement, House Speaker Kevin McCarthy and Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries condemned the ongoing and illegal detention of Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich and ex-Marine Paul Whelan. They said the Kremlin is holding Gershkovich hostage and continues to unjustly imprison Whelan. I'm Dave Collins.
Some more regional banks taking a hit on Wall Street this morning shortly after the markets opened.
Despite assurances from the Federal Reserve yesterday that the banking system is on solid footing, regional bank stocks have faltered this morning. PacWest, which has been hit hard since regional banks started wavering in March, fell a record 42% after the market opened. Shares of another regional bank, First Horizon, fell 37% after it disclosed this morning its planned $13.4 billion acquisition by TD Bank was called off. TD officials say the deal was scrapped because they were unsure when and if it would get regulatory approval. I'm Lance Pry.
The 149th running of the Kentucky Derby is tomorrow at Churchill Downs, with the favorite to win being Forte. Unfortunately, the excitement of the week has been overshadowed by the deaths of four horses in recent days. Two of them trained by Safi Joseph Jr., who was suspended indefinitely on Thursday. This is USA News.
So, you need life insurance, right? Protection for your family? But who has time to meet with an agent? You're busy. But what if there was a better way? A way to protect your family, your loved ones, make sure you can send your kids to college, keep the family home, no matter what happens? Well, you can. With no agent visit, no medical exam, no blood work, none of the stuff that makes life insurance a hassle. Go to ethosliferadio.com. That's ethosliferadio.com. Ethos Life Radio is a 100% online buying platform for life insurance powered by Ethos. We match you after a simple online interview with a life insurance policy that matches your needs at the best price. EthosLifeRadio.com shops your policy to over 100 carriers instantly to get you the best price. And best of all, EthosLifeRadio.com is a marketplace. This is not a lead source. Your information will not just be sold with endless emails, calls, and texts. We give you the opportunity to buy life insurance online. Simple. In less than 15 minutes online. With no medical exam if you qualify. Do the right thing for your family today. Go to EthosLifeRadio.com. EthosLifeRadio.com.
It's now day four of the Hollywood writers' strike that turned TV and film sets across the nation dark. Thousands of Writers Guild of America members have been picketing outside major studios in the LA area since Tuesday. The head of one of those studios says his company is ready for an extended work stoppage. Celebrities are also joining the writers. Drew Barrymore has pulled out of hosting the MTV Movie and TV Awards in support of the strike. AI isn't just invading schools, but your restaurants, too. The Midtown Tavern in Moorhead, Minnesota, has some new help on the wait staff. Robot server Bella provides service with a happy cat smile that's been programmed on her screen. The robot is able to navigate the restaurant floor using a programmable map. Midtown Tavern's owner says he's been dealing with staff shortages for the past couple years, so Bella's been a welcome addition. How much do you tip a robot server? The NBA playoffs continuing with second round action tonight. In the Eastern Conference, the Philadelphia 76ers hosting the Celtics for game three of their series. The Celtics and the Sixers tied at one game apiece. In the West, the Suns welcoming the Denver Nuggets to Phoenix for game three. Denver leading that series 2-0. Paramount confirming that the Kevin Costner-led Yellowstone will end after 5 seasons this fall. I'm Corey Myers, USA News.
This is Ron Barr. Be sure to check out Sports Byline and the 8Side Network's outstanding 8-part podcast series, Behind the Barrier, Voices from the Negro Leagues. Hear Willie Mays, Hank Aaron, and others share their stories of the Negro Leagues, the challenges that the players face, and the importance of Negro League baseball to the game's history. Behind the Barrier is available now on the iHeart Podcast Network and all podcast platforms, including Apple, Amazon, Spotify, Stitcher, and Pandora. Check out Behind the Barrier.
If your loved one has passed away due to COVID-19, pay close attention to this message. You could be entitled to a death benefit of over $300,000. The U.S. government has set up a fund to pay families relief if they've lost a loved one due to COVID-19. We know this is a hard time for you, and this fund has been set up by the federal government to help ease your pain. The compensation includes a death benefit and lost wages benefit. Time is limited, so we urge you to make a free phone call right now. There's no cost to you for this claim. All legal fees are only covered once you receive your money. So if you've lost a loved one due to COVID-19, call the legal helpline right now to find out if you qualify for a cash award. Here's our number. 800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. That's 800-918-4086. Paid for by the IPG Law Group.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the West Coast, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into combat sports.
Ring Talk Live Worldwide, brought to you by the WBC, the World Boxing Council.
But it's something else to watch two men at the highest level battle, and one may be favored over the other, but you never know what's going to happen. And that's why boxing is the way it is.
And now, the host of the longest running fight show in radio and internet history.
He comes on damn near Parpedo's full steam ahead.
Pedro Fernandez.
Thomas y Caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen. Emanating, coming at you from the multi-million dollar Sports Byline Studios. Check it. This is it. Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Often imitated, but hardly duplicated. 37. No, make that 38 plus years now of knocking out all bums. Who am I? My name is Pedro Fernandez. I am your ever so modest host. When I say modest, think caps. I'm a four-time Golden Glove champion, and I'm an award-winning writer. So I've been trained to write, I've been trained to fight, and I won awards for both. So I know a little bit about boxing, but guess what? If you think you know more, I open up the toll-free just for you. 1-800-878-7529. The toll-free listener on here is Sports Byline. 1-800-878-7529. Of course, there's also the guilt-free no-commitment text line. You want to call me an a-hole? You can. 415-275-1613. That's right. The Ring Talk Studio text line once again. 415-275-1613. Of course, we are just about 15, 18 hours away, removed, of course, from Canelo Alvarez walking all over John Ryder, as was expected. A 20-1 favorite, Canelo Alvarez, not the pound-for-pound king of boxing, but, of course, still 59-2, a couple of draws, 39 KOs. Give him some props. Give John Ryder some props. He came to fight. He was tough. He had his nose broken about the fourth, fifth round. Got knocked down in the fifth round. He got up. He fought on. More power to him. And the bottom line is, I hope he got paid enough money to retire, because that ass whooping he took. I will say to myself, that after he took that shot in the fifth round, I say to myself, time to get out of here. See, once a fight becomes non-competitive, I think it's time to exit. I just do. And at that point in time, he could have said, you know what, I'm out here. Like Ryan the Punk Garcia. So Ryan didn't even get into a fight. Ryan said to him, hey, we need to hear you. Yeah, enough of that. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. We'll talk in depth, of course, with George Foreman and Clay Moore, the book guy, on Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
If you're moving to another state, you're getting a fresh start in a brand new town. And when you choose a moving company to help get your valuable possessions to that new home of yours, you want somebody that's going to take care of your things like you would. That's why you need to call Colonial Van Lines. They're America's number one moving company for a reason. Because they'll take care of your things like they would their possessions. They'll use caution so nothing gets damaged. And they won't treat you like a number, they'll treat you like a friend. And when you call now on a qualified move across state lines, they'll give you a $250 discount. Move your things the right way. Call Colonial Van Lines now for a free quote.
Call now to learn more about this special $250 long-distance move discount. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. That's 800-847-0225.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
We get in this car, we're driving. We're heading close to Texas. I said, let's pull over for the night. He goes, no, you just need to close your eyes for a little bit. I'll keep driving. And I'm like, macho. He goes, I'm okay. I won't go speed. I said, okay. And I fall asleep. I don't know how long I was closed my eyes, but it wasn't long. He taps me on my shoulder. He goes, hey, I need money for the toll. And I'm like, the toll. And I open my eyes. And I see the border. We're on the line to the border into Mexico. I'm like, what are you doing? The patrol looks and they wait for us to go into the security check. And I'm like, it's okay, macho, no problem. I'll take care of this. Let me talk. He goes, yeah, but that's not the problem. I got a little present in the trunk. I got a kilo in the trunk. And I said, okay, macho, put the top down. Where it was a convertible jack. And I need you to do macho time right now, right here. We push the top down. He jumps up out of this car. He jumps onto the hood of this $90,000 Jag. And he stands up and he's screaming, where's Chavez? Everybody went crazy. The Border Patrol comes. Everybody started, Camacho! The Border Patrol guy passes me with a dog. The dog goes crazy. The dog starts barking and scratching. I look in the rearview mirror, and the Border Patrol takes the dog and hits him on the nose. He goes, shut up, that's Camacho.
Here's a good one. I'm laying under a car, slapping a GPS on a car, I guess last year or something like that. Yeah, I think it was last year. Over across the pond, I'm talking across the SF Bay. I'm a private investigator slapping a GPS on a car, right? So I'm under this car, and this lady walks by with her dog, and her dog is growling at me. I'm under the car. The dog's like, rrr, rrr, and she does basically the same thing, grabs the dog, shut up, grabs the dog, and drags the dog down the sidewalk. But the dog was hip enough to realize something was amiss with me laying under that car. That's probably, outside of following people at high speed, that's probably the most stressful thing I do is slapping a GPS on a car late at night, because you never know what's going to happen. You know what? For that couple of seconds, you're on your back. You're very vulnerable. So the bottom line, if you need a PI, I'm the guy. But I don't like dropping GPSs too often. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. People say I'm oppressive when I oppress women on this show. That I don't do enough on women's boxing, okay? Katie Taylor is going to fight the 20th, I think, of May. But we'll get into her exact fights, her exact fight and her opponent in a second. But the bottom line is, let's go through the top 10 as far as women boxing are concerned. Katie Taylor is considered the best pound for pound. She's 22 and zip out of Ireland originally, now living in Connecticut. She got licked like a stamp last year in a fight with Amanda Serrano. Amanda Serrano is 44-2-1. One of those losses was to Katie Taylor. It was a split decision. I mean, that decision, it smelled so bad. It smelled like sun-dried cod. I mean, if you put a piece of cod out there on the sidewalk, let it dry for an hour, that's what this decision smelled like. Really, 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 really bad. It couldn't be much. It was bad. Anyway, bottom line is, they haven't hooked up the rematch. Serrano's won a couple of fights since then. Katie Taylor, I think, has won one. They don't want to do the second fight around. I don't blame them as far as Katie Taylor's concerned, because the bottom line is, she's going to get beat. And she's getting beat by a smaller girl. I mean, Amanda's like, she weighs 126. That's her prime premium weight as far as defending the 126-pound championship is concerned. So she set up to 130, up to 135, and she beat the 135-pound girl and still lost. Anyway, let's go through the top 10 of female boxing. So I've done my thing here as far as women's boxing is concerned. Katie Taylor, number one, 22 and zip, according to BoxRec.com. Amanda Serrano, number two, 44-2-1, with an impeccable career. Katie Taylor is 36. Amanda Serrano is 34. Yocasta Valley is 30 years old. She comes from Costa Rica. She ranked number three. She weighs 105 pounds. Who really cares? 105 pounds. I mean, basically, when they get that small and you got 8-ounce gloves on them, I mean, come on, man. What can they do? They can't do pillows. I mean, come on. Chicks with 8-ounce gloves weighing 105 pounds. Ooh, how many knockouts she got? Zip. Anyway, bottom line is, that's not where you see punching power. The number four ranked girl is Jessica Neri Plata. She's a pretty good fighter. She's a light flyweight. Another 108-pounder. Oh, boy, real exciting jockey-sized fighters. Anyway, the girl that's the best fighter pound for pound in all of boxing, maybe with the exception of the aforementioned Amanda Serrano, is this little girl by the name of, and I say little because she only weighs 105, 110 pounds, but I've seen her fight as high as like 126, Cienessa Sostrada. I mean, she's like Cassius Clay, like Muhammad Ali, Hector Camacho. Of course, the Macho Man, we heard that clip coming back. The Macho Man was assassinated, of course, in Puerto Rico. What happened was, he was in his car snorting coke with somebody, and somebody rolled up on the car and shot the dealer and shot him as well. The guys were arrested about 3 years ago, but guess what? The witnesses disappeared. Think this is Puerto Rico. Come on, what did you... I'm serious. I've got some Puerto Rican blood in me, okay? I go to Puerto Rico. If you go to Puerto Rico, you got to sort of like be guarded. I just put it to you like that. I go anywhere in the world, I'm not guarded. I mean, I go to Colombia all the time, been to China, been to 34 countries. Puerto Rico, you really got to watch your back in Puerto Rico, even if you're Puerto Rican. But the bottom line is, Hector Camacho got slain over there. Of course, the witnesses disappeared. Of course, they had fingered these mob guys as far as hitting them was concerned. It was a cocaine hit. Camacho had talked a lot of smack. Camacho was one of those guys that he would take cocaine from guys like on the front and then say, when it came to paying him, he said, show him the Fed, you know, F you. He wouldn't pay him. You can't do that. I mean, Huey Newton. I don't know if you guys know who Huey Newton was. Huey Newton was the head of the Black Panthers. He and Bobby Seale founded the Black Panthers back in the 1960s. The Black Panthers, of course, like the revolutionary black group that was formed here in Oakland, California. Anyway, he pulled that crap like about 15, 20 years ago. He pulled that crap on some crack dealer. He said, MF, I'm Huey Newton. The guy got out and shot him. It was like that. Yeah, bang! Like that. Just the way it was. I mean, I saw the videotape of the witness of this Huey Newton slaying, and the guy says, mother, I'm Huey Newton. Got bang. And you're dead now. But the bottom line is, you know, don't talk smack. I've got a gun in your face. Don't talk smack. Anyway, back to women boxing. CNS Estrada, the best. I think she's ranked number five by by BoxRec.com. I think she's the best pound for pound. Of course, she's an American, Mexican-American. Marlon Estrada, another Mexican-American. She's like 13-1, another flyweight, 112 pounds. You can't expect girls to be too big. Chantel Cameron is 140 pounds. She's 17 and zip. She comes to us from the United Kingdom. And number eight is Alicia Bumgarner. And don't let the name fool you. She's not a bum. Anyway, she's a super featherweight. She's 130 pounds. She's 14-1. Michaela Meyer is a lightweight. She's 18-1. And the top 10 is rounded out by Evelyn Nazarena Bermudez, who's another light flyweight, 18-1-1. Bottom line is, the chicks are too small to be exciting. They are, except for CNSs. I mean, they just are. For some reason, she can pull it off. The rest of them just can't. I mean, come on. It's like fighting with like 10-pound weights. I mean, instead of gloves, they're 10-pound weights. Think about this. She's wearing an 8-ounce glove, right? An 8-ounce glove at 105 pounds, 108 pounds, right? An 8-ounce glove, right? Tyson Fury weighs 270 pounds. He's wearing a 10-ounce glove. Wait. Come on, think about that. Think about that. He's probably close to 300 when he gets in the ring, but Tyson Fury weighs in, say, 265, 280, somewhere around there, okay? But the bottom line is, he's wearing 10-ounce gloves. His gloves are 2 ounces bigger than somebody that weighs, what, 170 pounds less than him? Does that make any sense whatsoever? Does it whatsoever? I mean, I'll go into it. Baseball fields with women? Shorter left field, shorter center field. Golf courses? Shorter. The basketball? Smaller. The hoop a little bit lower. I mean, come on, man! Isn't that right? But they do that in everything but combat sports. Take that back. The world of MMA. Why do you think MMA fights? I'm cringing when I see chicks hitting each other like that. But good Lord, I mean, why do you think it's so exciting? Right? They got the light gloves on. 4-ounce gloves. They're able to crack. That's why they look. Woo, women can punch in MMA, but they can't punch in boxing. Just can't do it. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live World. Why? Because you can't give them pillows. Gloves are one thing. Pillows are another. And an 8-ounce glove on a 105-pound fighter is like, it's like wearing a 5-pound weight on each hand. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. We'll be back with Clay Moyle, the bookman, here on Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Your inside look at the world of boxing and MMA right after the break.
Do you have an invention idea but don't know what to do next? Call InventHelp now for free information on how to get started today. InventHelp provides invention services that help everyday inventors get started with their idea. We have representatives nationwide who will explain the InventHelp process step by step. Over 10,000 patents have been secured through InventHelp's patent referral services. Our services include professional materials needed to showcase your invention, and 3D animation and prototype modeling that help you demonstrate your idea. Get down to the details of your idea with a technical drawing. The InventHelp data bank includes thousands of companies who have agreed to review new ideas. We've been helping inventors since 1984. Let's help you next. Take advantage of the opportunity to get started today.
Call 1-800-356-7308. That's 1-800-356-7308. Again, 1-800-356-7308.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. That's 800-617-5145.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
My next guest, Clay Moyle, is a member of the International Boxing Research Organization, the IBRO, of course created in 1982 for the purpose of establishing an accurate history of boxing, compiling complete and accurate boxing records, etc. Bottom line is, he knows what he's talking about. He's on the line, coming to us from Washington. Mr. Moyle, how's life treating you? You there? So we lost the guy, we haven't got him, and we already lost him? Wonderful. Get him on the phone. Do the phone thing, not the Skype thing. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Check it, your inside look into the world of boxing and MMA. The 20th, of course, Vasyl Lomachenko and, of course, Devin Haney. Devin Haney now, as I said, about a 2.5. Some people say it's a 3-1 favorite. As far as the sports books are concerned, they're betting the dog. A lot of people are betting the dog. I think that Vasyl Lomachenko's got one good fight left in him, and that it'll come against Devin Haney because Devin Haney's weight strain at 135 pounds. So are we trying to get him on the regular telephone? Do you have his regular number? Is he ready to go right now? All right. You're going to get him on the regular phone. Bottom line is, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. And I'm like pulling my hair out here, no doubt about that. Somebody asked me the other day what I thought about Leila Ali. Of course, the daughter of Muhammad Ali. She was okay for boxing. I mean, she couldn't fight all that well. I mean, I wouldn't call her a killer. Of course, Ann Wolf. Let me tell you the story about Leila Ali and me. We're at Howard University in Washington, D.C., which is a black university. And, of course, I'm asking her, why doesn't she fight Ann Wolf? Ann Wolf was like the monster of boxing. I think she lost one fight in her life. It was to a man or something like that. But she was beating up men in the gym. Ann Wolf was sparring heavyweights in the gym and beating them up. Embarrassing cruiserweights. There were male trainers that would not put their guys in the ring on the East Coast with Ann Wolf because they were embarrassed. Anyway, so Leila Ali, so I said to Leila, why don't you fight Ann Wolf? Why aren't you fighting Ann Wolf? She said, who? I said, you saying who is akin to your father saying, why don't you fight Joe Frazier, and him saying who? Okay, bottom line is, she wasn't that great a fighter, no doubt about that. I'm talking about Leila Ali, but of course she fought Jackie Frazier, who was Joe Frazier's daughter, or Joe Frazier's niece. I don't think it was his actual daughter. I think they called it Joe Frazier's daughter, but I'm not sure it was Joe's daughter. Anyway, bottom line is, she was so fat as a pig. I remember meeting her the first time at the 1988 Olympic trials over in Oakland, California. And you stick a fork in her. I mean, she was huge, huge. And then like 8 months later, she's fighting Leila Ali. So they pulled off the Con of Cons. She went to Slim Fast or something like that. Lost some weight. Give her power, more power to her. But the bottom line is, she lost to Leila Ali. Of course, Leila Ali, the daughter of Muhammad Ali. But evidently, Mr. Moyle, who we're trying to get here on the phone, has written a few books. And, of course, one is on Sam Lankford. Sam Lankford, maybe the greatest uncrowned champion in the history of boxing. I don't know. Back to Katie Taylor. Just got a text on her. Does Chantel Cameron have a chance? Well, Katie Taylor is a 3-1 favorite. If you want to look at what the oddsmakers are saying, it's a 3-1 favorite. Of course, Katie Taylor can't punch. That's the thing about Katie Taylor. She can't punch. Of course, against Amanda Serrano, I don't think she could fight all that well either. At the end of the day, I thought she lost the fight. And to say she won that fight, I don't know. You know, it takes chutzpah. You know what chutzpah is? That's a Jewish word for gall. A Yiddish term for gall. In other words, like balls. You got a whole lot of balls. You gotta have chutzpah to be Katie Taylor to walk around and say, I'm the world champion. When that girl beat you, everybody knows it. Maybe everybody except two judges and a couple of Irish people. Everybody knows you got beat by Amanda Serrano. That's the loss you should be avenging right now. You should be working on that, making that big fight. Of course, it was a big fight the last time. I think they got $1 million each. More power to Jake Paul. Jake Paul, of course, looking for an opponent right now after being beat by Tommy Fury in his last fight. Jake Paul, of course, was a bit of an internet favorite, freak, call him what you want, of course, a YouTube guy, but he was good for boxing. And one reason why I say that is Amanda Serrano, the most she had ever made in her life was $25,000 before she fought on one of Jake Paul's cards. So I think she was the supporting act for Jake Paul one night, and she got $250,000. That's 10 times more than she ever made. After that, she made $1 million, I think, once, and then she made like $750,000 the next time. So she's made a lot of money based on the fact that Jake Paul got her into a money-making position. Give her some props, no doubt about that. Give Jake Paul some props. Jake Paul brings money to boxing. Jake Paul sells out arenas. Now, Jake Paul, should he have fought Tommy Fury? Hell no. That was a dumb mistake. And I tried to tell Tony Holden. Tony Holden, of course, he had on Tommy Morrison. But I sort of hinted that maybe this wasn't the way to go. And they said, listen, Jake Paul and his brother and his father are stuck on the fact. Forget it, man. Just let it go. Don't worry about it. Anyway, Jake Paul and his father are stuck on the fact that we'll get Clay Moore for next week. Jake Paul and his father are stuck on the fact they want to fight Tommy Fury because Tommy Fury got under Jake Paul's skin. So what happened was Tommy Fury sort of wrecked the train because now the train's got a loss. The train's been knocked off the track. I'm talking about Jake Paul, the money train. You knocked the money train off the track because Jake Paul had an ego. Jake Paul thought he could fight more than he could. Shame on you, man. Shame on you. I mean, you're good as the ones and the twos and that, but you ain't like going to be like Canelo Alvarez or anything like that, man. Not even if, like an old Canelo Alvarez. That just ain't you, okay? It's just not. So you should have took the basics you had and kept fighting guys like me and Brian and, you know, and people like that, man. Guys, MMA guys that can't box too well. Guys like, I mean, that's what you should have done. You should have kept I want to call it a charade, but you should have kept the show going. The show must go on. But Jake Paul, no. He's pounding on his chest like he's some Tarzan type of guy. Goes out there and fights Tommy Fury and like gets looked like a stamp. So he's been exposed. After being exposed, it's not really too cool as far as like trying to go back to the same people saying, you know, I believed in him at one point in time. Do I want to go back with him? Like people trying, maybe some of these girls will buy Ryan Garcia's fight again. I never will. I'm telling you, I would never pay for Ryan Garcia ever again. I wouldn't pay to walk across the street to see Ryan Garcia. I just wouldn't do it. I wouldn't go across the street to see him for free. I just wouldn't do it. After what he pulled off a couple weeks ago, that's not the boxing sin. It's like genocide. I mean, I kid you, it's not a murder. It's like genocide. It's like mass murders. I mean, he did that. There were all those people that bought the pay-per-view, all those people, including me, that bought the pay-per-view. And I laid down some money. But the people that bought the pay-per-view, the people that wanted to have a good fight, expected a competitive match, expected them to at least show up and show some cojones. I mean, he's a Mexican-American fighter, you know? You should have some intestinal fortitude, right? You should have some balls. He didn't have it. Listen, Ryan Garcia, the bottom line was in the physical before the fight, evidently, they look like, how can I put this? He had the nads of a hamster. Okay, that's what it was. When they took on his shorts and said, can you cough for us? They used two little tiny fingers to test Ryan Garcia. Two tiny little fingers. That's how small his nads were. He has the nads of a hamster. I kid you not. So when I say, do I not want to see Ryan Garcia fight again? You should probably never want to see Ryan Garcia fight again because he ripped you off. He absolutely ripped you off. And you can't say, he'll make it up to me in his next fight. He'll never make it up to you. He stole your money. Guess what? Instead of saying, you know what? I can't fight right now because, you know, I got a cracked rib, this and that. But listen, I'm going to have to put the fight off 3 weeks or a month. So I tell you what we're going to do is we're going to put it in the Raider Stadium and it'll have 50 or 60,000 people and we can sell all kinds of tickets another month and a half. We'll do the fight in a month and a half. And you do that. That's the way you do it. You make the event bigger than it actually was. But you go into the event at least in a fighting, you know, decent ability. Decent condition. You can't go in there with a cracked rib. I couldn't imagine. I've never had any rib injuries. Okay, take that back. I was coughing a couple years ago and I cracked a rib. And I went to the doctor. I was crying. She goes, I was coughing really hard, smoking some weed. Coughing really hard, Papa. And I cracked a rib. That's right. One of the side effects of marijuana smoking. I kid you not. But I cracked the ribs coughing. Okay, and I couldn't figure out what it was. I had this pain, and there's no way I could have fought or even contemplated doing anything like that, and let alone fought a guy like Gervonta Davis. And of course, Gervonta Davis knew going in that Ryan Garcia was hurt. I mean, there was a mole in the camp. I remember, can't remember the exact guy's name, but there was a mole in the camp, and the mole said, listen, Ryan got hurt to the body. He's got a rib injury, blah, 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 blah. And then Gervonta Davis throws the most innocuous. What's the word I'm looking for? Impotent? The word non-contact. It was the most non-contact looking punch I've ever seen thrown in my life. I mean, it made Oscar De La Hoya's fight against Felix Sturm look like the knockout of the century. I thought Oscar took a dive against that one. Yeah, Oscar trying to get the easy way out. Listen, Oscar, of course, capping on Canelo Alvarez last night. Of course, the golden boy saying, oh, you know, Chavez is the best, this and that. Well, you beat Chavez, not once, but twice. So that was a little weird that you said that, but I do give you props saying Chavez was the best. But De La Hoya, of course, he's got Ryan Garcia, evidently the Leonard Ellerbe, of course, of PBC. Of course, that's Al Heyman's right hand. Of course, Floyd Mayweather's right-hand guy as well. They ridiculed Oscar and Ryan Garcia at the post-fight press conference a couple weeks ago. I mean, dogged them to the point where, like, yikes, I didn't want to. It was so embarrassing. If that was me, I think I would change my face or something like that, or I wouldn't show my face for a little while. And what does Oscar do? Gets right on YouTube, babbling his mouth off after getting played by Leonard Ellerbe. I mean, just got played. I mean, he got punked so bad. Put it this way. He sort of got punked like the guy he was. You know, the guy wearing the fishnet stockings and the lingerie. And I told you about that, right? When Oscar De La Hoya, when somebody sent me, it was like 2000, 2007, 2008, somewhere around there. Somebody sends me a picture on the internet of Oscar De La Hoya in drag. And he's got, you know, wearing a bra and panties and this and that, shaved it. So I said to myself, man, this is a fake photo. This is a fake photo. No. So they said, we'll send you some more. I said, come on. So they sent me like four or five, right? And I'm saying to myself, are they trying to trick me? I'm a writer at this point in time. Are they trying to trick me into writing the story? And then they're going to sue me. Is that what's going on here? You know, I mean, I'm thinking this, right? So I don't know what to do, and I don't want to give the pictures up to anybody because, you know, somebody will take it and run with it, right? So, I mean, this is my story. So anyway, I sent the pictures to Emmanuel Stewart. Emmanuel Stewart, of course, the late Kronk Jim Goldfather in Detroit, Michigan, trainer of Oscar De La Hoya at one point in time. So I sent him the pictures, and I'm on the phone. We've got the speaker going on his end in Detroit, and he and his secretary's fixing this picture up on the screen. He's going and he goes, "Yeah, that's him." Bottom line is, "What do you mean that's him? Are you positive?" "Yeah, that's him." I said, "Are you absolutely positive?" He goes, "I am absolutely positive." So I ran with the story the next day, and then TMZ took the story from me, and TMZ ran with the story, and then of course went all over the country, all over the world, and then I interviewed that Russian hooker. That was getting Oscar to do all these kind of things. Actually, well, here's what's up. Oscar would call her on the phone and say, "Meet me at the Baltimore Hyatt Hotel with a kit." Now, a kit meant long, you know, panties, and that's what we used to call. "Hey, baby, can I get you a kit when you're dating a girl? Can I get you a kit?" It means you can get her long, you know, nylons, panties, no bra, all that kind of strap, like crazy, you know, lingerie. Okay, so Oscar said to her, "Get me a kit." So not only did she bring a kit, she brought butt plugs. What was that for? Come on, I mean, think about this. So I talked to this hooker. I can't remember what her name was. God, I can't remember what her name was. It was like a three-minute brief phone call. She called me like in 2009, 2010, somewhere around there. Anyway, she said to me that Oscar De La Hoya was in the butt plugs. I don't know what that means. I just don't know what that means because I'm not into butt plugs. I have no idea what any of that stuff means. You know what it means. Bottom line is Oscar De La Hoya, of course, married at one point in time, now single, divorced. His old lady said, "You know, you get out of here, man. That's enough crap. You and cheating with the hookers and then dressing up as a girl and this kind of stuff." But now he's a single guy getting some girls like 22 years old. Good luck trying to keep up with that. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Where people rang true, the sort of place they really care about you. It's kind of rough, but that's all right with me. Because I dig the vibe and I like.
If you served in the Marine Corps, by now you know about the contaminated water problem at Camp Lejeune. If you were stationed or worked at Camp Lejeune from 1953 to 1987, you probably have a lot of questions. We have some answers. You could be entitled to compensation. Billions of dollars are being allocated to pay for damages to anyone stationed at Camp Lejeune during that time. Unfortunately, it appears that officials may have known the contaminated water problem existed and did little to protect their men. The Semper Fi Code was not honored. If you or someone in your family has developed a serious illness, including various forms of cancer, call this Camp Lejeune legal support line right now. You can't turn back the clock and change what happened, but you can certainly call right now and learn your rights as a Marine. Here's the number.
800-725-1651. 800-725-1651. That's 800-725-1651. Paid for by Legal Alert Line.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
Paid for by Steel Man Pills. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295. If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin three or more times per day or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-390-5160. 800-390-5160. 800-390-5160. That's 800-390-5160.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
George Foreman, of course, the world heavyweight champion, started his career here in Northern California at Newman's Gym here in San Francisco, where I started my boxing career basically back in the day. But the bottom line is, George Foreman was in the Job Corps over in Newark, California, which is across the bay near Hayward, California. Anyway, he was in the Job Corps, and he was beating people up in the Job Corps. He was a thug from Houston area, from Houston, Texas. He came out of the 23rd Ward, one of the most dangerous sections of Houston, Texas, without a doubt. So anyway, George Foreman comes to Newark, California. He's beating up people, growling at people. He's just a mean, mean, ornery, ugly guy. Not the burger guy you see on TV now. He was a mean, nasty man. So he went to the boxing gym here in San Francisco, and I remember watching him spar one time, and I think it was like one of his early days in the gym, and he fought a guy but like was about as big as me. And he hit this guy so hard, the guy went off the ground, and he was beat. He was a bully. He was a bad, 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 bad man. He just was. He was a horrible guy. He just was. But the bottom line is, he saw God in one boxing match, said he saw God, and he came back. He became a preacher, of course, developed that grill. The grill, of course, he is like a $10 grill. That's what his brother Roy told me. He goes, he turned a $10 grill into a $250 million deal. $250 million he got for selling those grills. So more power to him. Anyway, bottom line is, George Foreman sat down with the godfather of the Sports Byline broadcast number, Ron Barr, a couple of weeks ago, and he talked about his new movie, George Foreman. Here's George Foreman with the godfather, Ron Barr.
George Foreman joins us on Sports Byline USA. I think most sports fans and people in general know who he was, heavyweight champion of the world, now a member of the International Boxing Hall of Fame after a career record of 76 wins, 5 losses, and 69 KOs. And at the age of 19, he won a gold medal at the 1968 Mexico City Olympic Games when he held an American flag in his hand as he stood on the victor's stand. A few members of the black community chastised him for being an Uncle Tom. Foreman was born in Marshall, Texas, and during his youth, he was often in trouble with the law. He joined the Job Corps to do something better with his life. While stationed in Oregon, Foreman became infamous for his belligerent attitude, often picking fights with his fellow trainees. George, I was thinking about you the other day. We've talked many times before, and I think now at this point in your life, you have a chance to reflect on your life gone through. When you reflect, that is the most important.
Well, I'm happy the movie did come out at the time it has come out, because it tells a story. Not a, forget about George Foreman. It's about anyone who starts from the bottom, as low as you can be, and rise to the top. With that Olympic gold medal win, I was on my way.
Did it surprise you that you went in the direction that you went in, boxing I'm referring to, given your background?
I never wanted to be a boxer. It was that box that Doc Brodus, Forrest Whitaker, portrayed him in the movie, who never gave up on me, kept telling me I could. You can, George. That changed everything for me. Surprises after surprises, but the most important thing was the Doc Brodus character in my life.
Let's talk about the foundation in Houston, growing up there in an impoverished neighborhood and everything else. What were the battles you had to face when you were young?
Well, I didn't have any hope. Can you imagine children getting up in the morning without hope? And I didn't think anything was going to, one day wouldn't change the other. I thought I'd always be in the same position. But then I got a chance to join the Job Corps. My great heroes, Jimmy Brown and Johnny Unitas from Days Past Athlete, said if you're looking for a second chance, and I did. I was a high school dropout. I got a second chance in the Job Corps. Things started to change.
The one thing I've always been amazed with about you, George, is the fact that knowing you as I've known you from your career of boxing and then now up to now, is you've always been a kind of a gentle giant. But yet you weren't that way when you were young. What was the situation that changed that attitude toward what you were and what you are now?
Well, I was bent on hurting people. I thought that's the way you become champ of the world. That's the way you you stay champ of the world. I lost the title, of course, and had to fight to regain it. Got to be number one contender and found myself in a dressing room dying, screaming, Jesus Christ is coming alive in me. It changed everything for me. 10 years, I couldn't even make a fist again. I could not hurt anybody because all I knew about was trying to destroy people. I stayed out of boxing, learned a new life, and, of course, to enjoy food, and that changed everything. It made me a happy person. Once you're happy, it's hard to beat happy.
My brother was on the 1968 Mexico City U.S. Olympic team, and of course, 1968, you were on the team as well. Take me back there, because it was a very tumultuous time for the Olympic Games in Mexico City, demonstrations and everything. Tell me what it was like for you.
Well, the Olympics in 1968 pretty much educated and made us all grow up. We had been, a lot of us didn't know about the world. We didn't know about anything, but a half a billion people watched me when I won the Olympic gold medal, and they also watched the Olympic Games themselves, demonstrations. Everybody had opinions, and the world changed for the best because of it.
You know, John Carlos and Tommy Smith, that is the big games, of course, in which they took a stand about racial inequality in this country. You were a young man. You were growing up. What did you know about the country from that standpoint?
Well, John Carlos and Tommy Smith, two of the greatest athletes I'd ever seen. I'd even see them in the Olympic Village. They were like celebrities. They'd walk around, jive around. The next thing you know, they'd break a world record. What splendid athletes they were. And that's the way I saw them. In the Olympic Village, we didn't care about politics because we just loved and pulled for one another. Actually, then their demonstration brought another light, a new light on sports and representing sports in general. I remember those times.
George Foreman is with us. We're talking about the Life movie that's coming out, Big George Foreman, the miraculous story of the once and future heavyweight champion of the world. Someone else that was significant in your life, George, certainly in the boxing sense, was somebody that Howard Cosell. And, of course, nobody forgets the call he made during your heavyweight championship with Joe Frazier in Jamaica. Cosell saying, down goes Frazier, down goes Frazier, down goes Frazier. Talk to me a little bit about your relationship with him, because as I watched it from the outside as a sportscaster, I felt that you two had a closeness, and I couldn't put my finger on why that was. Help me out here.
Yeah, he was right with me as a 19-year-old boy when I won the Olympic gold medal. Interviewed me the first time and asked me to give poems. He really took interest in me, and I followed his career, too. Howard Cosell was so good for boxing, made boxing come out of the old rusty gyms into network television. He interviewed the great Muhammad Ali and even asked me questions about life. I'll miss him. Down go Frazier, he was trying to say, I told you. That's what that call was all about.
Let me ask you about your post-boxing career. It's been very, very successful, and it was probably something that most people didn't expect out of George Foreman. Why have you been successful professionally and also from a commercial standpoint?
Well, I like to work. The 10 years that I was out of boxing, no one knew me. So I was able to get out on the street and preach. I was able to go and give lectures to children. And I became something other than a boxer. And I realized even when I got back into boxing again, I have to be something more than just a boxer. And that enabled me to do a lot of things, successful marketing programs, especially the George Foreman Grill. Boxing was the initial launching pad for everything, though.
You mentioned about a little bit earlier in the interview about your love for food. Where did that come from?
I was deprived for many years of food as a young kid. Went into the job corps, got three meals in one day. I enjoyed that. Then it was about, hey, you just can't eat what you want anymore. I wanted to be heavyweight champ of the world. So I deprived myself of all of those things. But in 10 years I was out, I discovered McDonald's, Jack in the Box, Wendy's, all these delicious burgers. I ballooned all the way up to like 315 pounds, but I loved every pound of it, minute of it.
What do you want people to take away from this movie, George?
Well, the George Foreman story is not a boxing movie per se. It's a movie about all of us who start from nowhere, doesn't matter what we've done. We get up, sometimes fall, we get back up, even if it's no more than getting a college education, changing professions, but never giving up. That's the story of the George Foreman story.
There is a special cachet about being named the heavyweight champion of the world. Help me understand it for other people to understand what that cachet is about that title.
You know what? I remember winning the title from Joe Frazier. I didn't think much of being heavyweight champ of the world. But as soon as they raised my hand in victory, I could feel Jack Dempsey, Jack Johnson, Joe Louis, Rocky Marciano, all those people came alive in me. It made me something else other than myself. Being the heavyweight champion of the world is a distinction from all other sports.
Is there a particular moment in your life that is kind of engraved in your mind that you'll never, ever forget, George?
Well, as an athlete, I became the Olympic gold medalist. I'd never had a dream to come true, ever. And I wake up sometime now thinking, did that really happen? Am I dreaming? What a moment in my life to win that Olympic gold medal.
Well, George, congratulations. Certainly a rags-to-riches story and well-deserved as well. Over my career as a sportscaster, talking to you and covering some of your fights, most memorable. So thank you very much for joining us, and congratulations on this movie. I hope people will check it out. Big George Foreman, the miraculous story of the once and future heavyweight champion of the world. Come back and join us again, George.
Thank you.
George Foreman, again, career record 76 wins, 5 losses, 69 KOs, and he is a member of the International Boxing Hall of Fame. We continue on Sports Byline.
Okay, Ron Barr stole my last line there. Of course, I was tell you what George Foreman's record was. The bottom line is I got to George Telefies, one of George Foreman's fights, back in 1989 It was 1989, no doubt about that. May of 1989, it was against J.B. Williamson. It was in Galveston, Texas. I was doing it for FNN Sports. I think they gave me $500. $500, and I wasn't flying first class. $500, and they gave me some roach coach, okay? So I flew to Houston, and I had to drive to Galveston. So I had to rent a car and drive to Galveston from Houston, okay? So I'm driving to Galveston. Galveston was beautiful, one of the most beautiful places I've ever been in my entire life. I mean, talk about a waterfront. So anyway, I get there. We do the Foreman fight. Foreman and me, we get together to do the post-fight interview. He says to me, I want to talk about Tyson. I said, you want to talk about Tyson? No problem, man. So I set him up for the Tyson thing. He went off. This was pre-internet, 1989, right? This thing went viral. ESPN Sports Center, Fox News, NBC Sports, CBS, everybody was playing it. The whole nine yards. My mother and father were so proud. I'll never forget that. You know, because they used to see me on boxing broadcasts, okay? But when you tune into SportsCenter and you see me being blasted on SportsCenter, actually, not me being blasted, but me looking like a little midget standing next to George Foreman, like, hey, George, how are you? How do you feel this and that? I mean, I was like a little squirrel. It was 1990. I was like a little squirrel. Compared to George Foreman, I was a little squirrel, okay? But, you know, we go back, as I said, to the 1960s and, of course, the gym in San Francisco, California, and, you know, the metamorphosis. And metamorphosis is a long word that means extreme change. Sort of like metamorphosis, I can describe like the caterpillar changing into a butterfly. That's a metamorphosis, okay? Okay, George Foreman, he experienced a true metamorphosis. I mean, from the thug, from the guy, I didn't want to be, he was a mean man. I mean, he just was. I mean, he wasn't too smart, not early on. I mean, guess what he did? When he went to Africa to fight Muhammad Ali in 1974, okay, he brought two German shepherds with him. The only people that had German shepherds in the entire continent of Africa were the slave owners. So, hey, you know, and it wasn't hard to picture him, it wasn't hard to paint him as the Uncle Tom, okay? So all these black people, they're saying, Ali, Bumae, Ali, Bumae. And what the hell are they talking about? Ali, kill him? Ali, kill him? Yeah, that's what he's saying. That's what George Foreman pissed off the people in Zaire, Africa. I remember when he got cut a month before, about a month and a half before the fight actually took place. George Foreman got cut and they had to postpone the fight, right? So George Foreman said, I got cut. So he went to the airport to get on a plane, right? So President Mobutu had a machine gun. That's some machine guns there. Said, George, you ain't going nowhere. You're not getting your passport back. Ching, ching. And they've clanked up, you know, they motioned the rifle, this and that. So George got back in his car and went back to camp. But bottom line is, George Foreman tried to get out of Zaire, Africa. You ain't going nowhere, boy. Mobutu bet the entire country, the $6 million he put on that fight, the entire country went bankrupt after that. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Don King, baby! Don King with Africa, you bankrupt an African country. I kid you not. Only in America.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Mr. Dana White, wherever you are, I have a hit list, but I want to start getting paid. I want to start making heavyweight money.
Says Henry Cejudo, the former world flyweight champion of the UFC, now campaigning as a bantamweight, 135 pounds. Last night, he lost the main event in Newark, New Jersey, a $5 million gate. 17,000 people saw this live. Alamon Sterling defended the world bantamweight championship, 135 pounds, with a split decision, 48-47, 48-47, and then one judge had a 48-47 for Cejudo. And there was three rounds of two. That was a close fight. But at the end of the night, Cejudo didn't get heavyweight money, neither did Sterling. So a $5 million live gate, and of course the money they did on pay-per-view, right? I bet you they didn't get $1 million between the two of them. I kid you not. I'm willing to bet on that. I'm willing to bet, not my life, but a lot. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Tune in next week to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You can catch us delayed on iHeartRadio and 1,000 other internet platforms. But check us out every week, Saturday and Sunday, 11 a.m. Pacific time, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Until next time, Brian Rado's been kicking ass, and take care, people. Thank you so much.